Father, what a privilege to worship a holy God, free of any form of darkness, pure in love, pure in goodness, pure in righteousness and justice, pure in holiness, pure in every aspect of who you are. You are light. What a joy that we dwell in the incredible kingdom of light. And we want to celebrate, Father, how safe we are because you are so righteous, so pure. We thank you. So this morning, thank you as you share with us, as you just impart to us something that's going to really help us and to see the breakthroughs, to see the fruit of the gospel manifesting in our lives, in our families, in our communities, in our nation. And we want to celebrate you, Jesus, as we approach the time when your family celebrates your death. Lord Jesus, we want to just take this moment to say thank you so much. We're going to experience like we haven't experienced before, the joy of participating in your death, the joy of participating in your resurrection, knowing that the sin of death doesn't have any hold over us, and that, Lord Jesus, we look forward to when we depart from this earth, because we know that life, when we die, we gain. And so we want to celebrate you today, and we give you the praise and glory. Amen. Amen. Oh. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. We just quickly on a next Thursday evening, we have our Easter service, but we're going to be having it at the Hebrews coffee shop at 5:30. Nice. Was it 5:30? Yeah. Yes, 5:30. Where we can sit around there and just celebrate communion and just sharing around the Word of God and the testimonies that need to be shared. So it'll be at Hebrews over there, nice and early. So you can see when you go home. No potholes. Okay, but it's great. I'm looking forward to that. How many of you are discovering there's an awareness, awakening to prayer, in your lives right now? You know, there's like an emphasis from the Holy Spirit in the reality of praying for one another. And this is what we're going to be looking at there, because as we're looking at family, and we're going to see how powerful prayer is when it comes to praying for family, when it comes to praying for our own family, for the family of God, and seeing the tremendous breakthroughs. And so we're going to be looking at that this morning as we go through. Probably going to go through the book of Colossians for a while, because there's so much insight over there that is so relevant for us right now. But in Colossians chapter 1, I'm going to read the first 14 verses. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace and peace to you from God our Father. Now, there's a lot here that we're not going to be touching, but we're going to be coming back all the time, because when Paul writes, you'll notice that when Paul writes to the body of Christ, he always begins with the revelation of God. And then from that revelation on how to live out of that revelation, and you will see all the time, you'll see how he starts there just opening up who Christ is, who the Father is, and the Holy Spirit, and then how to live, because you live out of revelation, and that is why I love how Paul and how Jesus teaches and the other apostles. Now in verse 3, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. Now that's going to play a very big role as we move forwards in understanding how to receive revelation and how to grow in the reality of revelation. This faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that we have for one another is such a foundation to get revelation, okay? And so we're going to come back to that when we look at particularly chapter 2. Because we have heard, of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that springs from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. And just over there again, just to touch quickly over there, that's just really speaking about that when in the good news of God, there's a reality of heaven. There's a reality of what Christ has done and the reconciliation and being one with the Father and life after death. And there's no more fear of death. So that's all part of that reality. And there's a hope and that's in us. There's a faith that's in us so that that's why for us to die is gain. Because this is real to us. It's not just maybe, it's inside of us because the resurrection Christ is living within us by the Holy Spirit. And so we have that resurrection life. So we long, we groan for what's still to come for us in its fullness. And so here all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit. And that's important, just to again put in the back of your mind over there. All over the world, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing. It's important. Put it in the back of your mind. That just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. Very important there because all of it's taking place here is because the body of Christ here in Colossae understood the reality of what grace is all about. And they received the grace of God. And that's why we've gone through quite a few teachings in the past about grace. And we're still going to learn much more. As you heard it and understood, it's key to understand God's grace. Understanding comes by revelation, okay, not by intellectual knowledge. Okay, that's why revelation is so, so important. Okay, and so Paul continues and he speaks about, if you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth, you learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. In other words, the love that the Spirit imparts into us. Okay, very important. Again, faith, the love for the saints, the love of that we receive from the Holy Spirit, the revelation of God's grace, all of that there, very, very important truths as we continue. 9 verse 9 onwards, this is the prayer that we're going to just stop a moment on. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, or otherwise with all wisdom and understanding what the Spirit gives. Okay? And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now, it's not, as we look at our reality as children of God, in other words, children that are living in the kingdom of light, in other words, as Jesus says in Matthew 5, that we are the salt of the earth, but also we are the light of the world. Now for us, living in the dominion of darkness, but for us being children of light, it's very difficult. Very, very often to be able to live as children of light. and to really shine and to really be the salt of the earth. For families where there's one believer amongst the family, there's no believer, it's very, very difficult for that believer to be able to live as light in that family. And that in the workplace, few believers, very, very difficult very often to live as light in a workplace that is full of darkness. To be a politician, to be a lawyer, as a child of God, is very, very difficult to be able to live as a child of light where corruption and bribery and compromise is the name of the game. See, and so we come here and we say, but Jesus, this is who we are. Father has taken us out of that dominion of darkness. Another thing, the life that we lived outside of Christ, all of that, whether it was demonic, whether it was sin, whether whatever it was me, all of that there, the power of sin, that we've been taken out in the resurrection of Jesus. And now we are in the kingdom of light and the Son that he loves, Jesus Christ. So that is our dwelling. So we are called to live as children of light. And so Paul writes about this very often, for instance, in Ephesians, when he speaks there about living as children of light. So he says, so I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continually lust for more. So here we see, just in a nutshell, very quickly here, that wickedness, that the sin in humanity increases. Okay, that's why you'll find there in the world gets more evil and more evil all the time, generation after generation, because it's a continually increase of sinfulness. Likewise with righteousness, there's a continually increase of righteousness. That's why there's a harvest. Harvest speaks about a ripening of righteousness. And so forth. And so here we have this reality there that the unsaved, they're blinded by Satan. They cannot understand. They cannot see God in Christ Jesus. They cannot see the glory of God in Christ Jesus. And so they are enslaved to that sinful nature, and they just increase because of the darkening of their heart, of their minds, the hardening of their hearts, and the darkening of their understanding. But we, can we go back to Colossians? But we who have understood the truth about the grace of God, we are no longer darkened with our understanding. Our minds, our thoughts, our hearts have been enlightened, and we can see, as we look at Jesus, we can see the glory of God in Christ Jesus, because he is the image of God. So we can see the Father, the fullness of the Father in his Son Jesus. This is the key for understanding revelation, because revelation is about the Father and his Son Jesus, that we can see the fullness of God the Father in his Son Jesus Christ. Okay, it's a key, okay, in understanding revelation, because that's the key for discipling, it's a key for living all the time. Otherwise we can get deceived quickly of what we believe is revelation and what is not revelation. And so Paul continues, and I'm not going to go much into that over there, but he says over there in chapter 5 in Ephesians, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit. Remember, the gospel bears fruit all over the world. Paul is praying that they may have understanding, so that in our deeds we may bear good, in all our good works it'll bear fruit. Okay, we're coming back to that because it's so, so important. So he carries on and he says over there, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. That's our key. We are light in the Lord. Therefore now live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord, have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. So we are involved in the fruit of the gospel. We are involved with the incredible manifestation of the incredible good news of God. That's the fruit. What Christ has done being manifested through our lives. It's a key in praying for families. It's a key for praying for one another as we battle to live as children of light in a reality of darkness all around us. Okay, so we come back to the scriptures here. And he says over there, have nothing to do with fruitless deeds but of darkness, but rather expose them. In a marriage, and I think we can all identify to that there. It's very difficult when you've got two Christians and going through a tough time, and all they can do is expose one another's darkness by pointing out their darkness all the time. And that another one will pointing out the darkness and criticizing and just never, see, it's darkness. Just speaking about one another's darkness. One has to realize be in the light. And the fruit of living in the light, the fruit of truth, the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of my good deeds has a power of the gospel behind. And that's the thing that exposes the darkness. I don't have to keep on criticizing and keep on pointing out and blaming one another. I think we all know as we involved in so many families' lives, how this is just such a minefield of just always just have the last say kind of stuff, you know, and that's why we need to pray for the children of God in marriages to be able to know the will of God, to be able to know the way of God, the wisdom and the understanding that comes with that will, to be able to live as light in that family, so that the light of the Lord exposes the darkness and brings them to the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of the image of God in Jesus. And so he carries on and he says, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. And that's why as you and I walk as children of light, as we live as children of light, that the powerful testimony in a community is powerful, because now darkness will be exposed just by us simply living as children of light. Therefore, the need, because if you ask ourselves the question, if you look at our communities, can we see the evidence of the body of Christ, the family of God, living as children of light? See, it's not, they are, but it's not the body of Christ. We need to pray for the body of Christ, the whole family of God, to be able to understand what Paul is praying over here and how to live in light. And he says over there, for it is light that makes everything visible. And this is why it is says, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So what's that light? We are light in the Lord. It is the light of Jesus that's shining. It's the victory of Jesus. It's who he is. It's his glory, in other words. His manifestation being released through the body of Christ, made known through the body of Christ. In a marriage where one partner is walking with God, the other partner's not, they can be unsaved or can be saved. Makes no difference. One partner is walking in the Spirit. The other partner, the family members, is not walking with the Spirit. Is engaging in the flesh all the time over there. Guys, it can be very difficult. And we need to be praying for one another so that the family of God can walk in the light. They can experience the light. They can be strengthened. They're able to endure. That they have the wisdom on how to respond to the arguments, how to respond to the challenges within the marriage. So we go back to Colossians and in this prayer over here. Jesus is a, Jesus gives a very good example in John 17, how he prays for the family of God. Remember in John 17, he's saying, Father, I'm not praying for the world. I'm praying for those that you have given me and to those who are going to believe the message. So here we see that Jesus is praying for the family. And he's saying, Father, as I am not of this world, so are they not of this world, because they are children of light, in other words. Please protect them from the enemy. Please help them. Please sanctify them with your word. So Jesus is showing, leading us, that we too, as he prayed for the family of God living in this world, and we're not of this world, so you and I are praying for the family of God living in this world, but we are of the kingdom of God. If Jesus had to pray for us, so we need to be part of that, and we need to be praying for one another. There's a call of God right now for us to really begin to take prayer seriously when it comes to praying for the family of God, for the children of God to be able to live as children of light in this dark world. It's the testimony, it's authority. In the spiritual realm, there's no ways that just say, if you look at all that's taking place there, and you go into homes, and you will see believers participating in the same things as the unsaved. There's no authority. It's the believers that are giving access to the enemy to have control into a community. There's no authority. There's no voice of the body of Christ. Because the body of Christ at large is not walking in light. It's light that exposes. It's light that deals with the demonic realm. Okay. And for a community to be transformed, for a community to be saved, we as believers are rising up. We are beginning to pray for one another. We're praying for the body of Christ to understand the will of God, to walk in the revelation of truth, and to be able to then begin to be the light, shine as light, and really begin to have authority in a community. And that's where transformation takes place. Okay. And that's why it's so there's no, we're not living in a town because it just was a job opportunity. We're living in a town by the will of God. We're here because God loves the people of our communities. Okay. So there's a purpose. We are the light of this world. We are the salt of the earth. Okay, in the workplace, in the schools, wherever we may be, there's a purpose for us being in a community where God has placed us over there. And so Paul prays, and he says over here, for this reason, since the day we have heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will. Scripture is, so many times we see they pray without ceasing. We see there in Colossians chapter 4, we see there how again Epaphras, who is one of you and is a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. And you can see over there, prayer is important. Pray without ceasing. In the reality of the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, pray continually for one another. Pray in the Spirit, all the time. Pray. Because it's a way that God has chosen for you and I to participate in one another's lives, and also to what God wants to be, bring about, to be able to be the people that says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it's our involvement with God. It's a relationship with God. It's our participation with God in what he wants to do in people's lives, while the Holy Spirit shares with us, and we now begin to pray that and get into agreement with God that what we are doing. And so it says, for this reason, because they are rooted in love, because they have faith, because they understand grace, they are walking, they are loving one another and so forth. For this reason, since the day we have heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. That's a continuous praying. For in asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will. Now, What a powerful prayer. Let's go back to family. Here we've got family. There's a situation, whether it is a sickness, whether it is finances, whether it is decisions to be made. How important it is to know the will of God in that situation for that family members. How good it is where we can be praying for one another, Father, fill them with the fullness of your will. Give them understanding of your will. What an act of love is that? To pray for one another from a heart of love so that they can get an understanding of the will of God for their given situation. Why is that important? Let's carry on. And so Paul carries on and he says over here, to fill you, and that word fill means overflow, the abundance, with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. In other words, the wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives. Remember, we go back to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Remember that when we spoke about the Holy Spirit and that. Let me read that again. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. This is what Jesus quoted in Luke 4. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The Spirit of counsel and of power. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. The more we fill our minds with the reality of God's love, the more we begin to see the depth of God's love of the Father and of the Son in giving us the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It says, out of the love of the Father and the Son, the depth of that love in giving us Holy Spirit to help us. Holy Spirit to give us the wisdom. Remember, it's the Holy Spirit that knows the deep things in God's heart and mind. It is the Holy Spirit that makes it known to you and I. So Paul is praying and he's saying, Father, fill them with the knowledge of your will. How do we receive the knowledge of the will of God? By the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit will give the knowledge, but also the wisdom and understanding. So now you've got a situation in the family and you just don't know what to do. Now you go and you say, Father, I ask God just for a practical example of this. I'm praying for somebody there, total confused. Decisions, and it's just all this battling that's going on this person's mind. They just don't know what to do anymore and so forth, and this turmoil and this emotional stress, you name it over there. And so I'm praying this prayer. I'm saying, Father, by your Holy Spirit, give them the knowledge of your will and what to do here with the wisdom and the understanding that comes from the Holy Spirit. Half an hour later, they contact me and they say, we understand. God wants us. And they understood. They knew exactly what to do. And so we responded and God did the miracle in their lives. See? This is a key. This is a truth that God's giving us. How to live as children of light. This is a key for victory. This is a key for bearing fruit. The fruit of the gospel in our lives that God is giving. So, so important right now for you and I to take hold of this and to really pray for one another, to pray for the family of God, that they may have a full understanding of the will of God for their lives. They may have the wisdom in comprehending that, but then also the understanding on how to apply all of this knowledge into their situation. It's a key for praying into marriages, because the one spouse is trying to live as a child of life. The other spouse may be not living and they don't know what to do. As you and I pray, as they pray themselves and say, God, I need revelation. I need understanding. I need wisdom. Because what you are going to share with me, it comes from the Spirit. What's the sword of the Spirit? The Word of God. So that when the Spirit of God gives a revelation of the knowledge, what happens? All of a sudden, the sword of the Spirit is activated. It's involved. That's the breakthrough, guys. That's what brings the deliverance, because it's a living, active word of God now, as you've taken hold, because you've spent the time and you've listened, and the Holy Spirit has shared, and now you're now using that in your prayer life. It's powerful. It demolishes the strongholds in the mind of people. It's alive. It's active. And so the Holy Spirit is sharing with us, Savior, that when the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus what's on the Father's mind, what's on the Father's heart through Jesus, because the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and makes it known. Now the Holy Spirit, when He shares us the truth, truth sets free. See? So when He shares us the truth and you and I receive it, now we know the will of God. Now we know what to do in the situation. We've got the Word of God. It's alive. It's active. It's powerful. It's got heaven's backing. It's got the finished work of Christ backing. Everything is there. And as we simply, with the wisdom of God and the understanding, we apply that into a given situation, we start to see the breakthroughs. And that's why Paul writes over here. He doesn't just stop there. And he says here, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. All of a sudden now, that revelation, that truth that the Holy Spirit shared, now as we apply that, it will bear fruit. That's the thing that bears fruit. And so whatever that action may be, it'll have the fruit of the gospel. It'll have the fruit of the incredible good news of God manifesting over there. And there's the breakthrough that we begin to see. Okay. But he doesn't stop there, because you may want an instant breakthrough. And he says, no. We pray this in order that we may live a life worthy of the Lord. And that's children of light now. So we need to be praying for the body of Christ to have the full understanding of the will of God, with all the knowledge and the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives, in order that we may live a life worthy of the Lord. In other words, hallowed be your name, Father. In other words, we're living as children of light in the Lord Jesus. We are the salt. We are the light of this world. Okay? We are living that life over there. We are the testimony. We are the witness. We are exposing darkness by just living as children of light. And he says over there that we may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing, it's a continuous reality, growing in the knowledge of God. But he carries on, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that we may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father. And that's part of when we pray for one another, for the understanding of the will of God, and the Holy Spirit imparts that with the wisdom and the understanding. What takes place? There is an energy. An endurance comes. The ability to endure. Because now we've heard. Faith is hearing from God. Faith is this incredible assurance that what God has spoken is going to take place. So now we've heard the Holy Spirit. We're now appropriating that there. And now we're continuing there with great endurance and patience, giving thanks. Because our mind is filled with the heavenly realm truth that God has spoken. No longer filled with what we see in the natural. And becoming confused and getting messed up in the emotions and in the mind. You see? Our old way of thinking has been crucified with Christ Jesus. We have the mind of Christ, and we're learning now when the Spirit gives truth, now we're beginning to know that that's the mind of Christ concerning the situation. Now I've got the mind of Christ, I'm going to walk in the reality of the mind of Christ. Okay, that's what repentance is. Repentance, this is where I was living, Christ has shared, now I've changed the way of thinking, and now I'm walking in that direction according to the mind of Christ. There's the breakthrough. That bears the fruit. Okay, and so it just carries on over here, and he says that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints and the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I think we're going to stop over there. Pray without ceasing. He has an incredible prayer. Father, the body of Christ in the workplace, in the school, in my family, the body of Christ, your family in the community, in this nation, please give them a full understanding of your will by means of the Holy Spirit. Wow, the army of God rising up in South Africa. The army of God walking in righteousness, the fruits of righteousness. Hey, no longer a slave to sin. The body of Christ knowing that the old man was crucified, we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. What a testimony. But the persecution that'll come will be tremendous. Antichrist, you see. We need to pray for one another to be able to live as children of light, to have that endurance, that patience, to have that joy in their hearts, always joyfully giving thanks to the Father in all situations, in everything that we face. But the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to take captive every thought before it takes us down into the dark patches of emotions and thoughts and all that kind of stuff. And to continually, since we've been raised with Christ, to have our minds filled with the heavenly truths of Jesus. Practice that. It's so liberating, practicing having your mind filled with the heavenly truths, the heavenly realm, all that is in Christ Jesus, who God really is. Practice that. You'll see the tremendous. When you're counseling folk, help them to practice having their minds full because they've been raised up with Christ in his resurrection. Help them to understand what it is to have died to the old, died with Christ and raised with him over this Easter period. Practice that. Practice praying for one another. Amen. It's vital this right now. Yeah. So Father, we come this morning and just the fact that the Holy Spirit, you intercede for us according to the will of God, so that we may have an understanding of the will of the Father, that we may have the wisdom, the knowledge of the will of the Father. Holy Spirit, because you are interceding for us when we don't know how to intercede. Thank you so much. We experience how you put into us an understanding of the way of the Father. How you work in us the wisdom of what to do with the revelation. The understanding of that revelation. So we can understand grace in its fullness. We can understand love. We can grow all the time in the incredible revelation of God the Father, God the Son, and you Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Jesus, you also, thank you for your prayers as you also intercede for us. What a prayer you prayed before you left this earth, praying for the disciples, but also for us who would believe the message. And we want to thank you for that prayer. We want to thank you, Jesus, that you prayed that the Father to protect us with the name that he has given you, the name of Jesus. While we live in this world, but we're not of this world. And so this morning we pray, Father, for families. We pray for your family here in South Africa and the world, but particularly for where we are you placed us. And we ask for the family of God. Father, we ask for your family. Fill the family. Fill us with a full understanding of what your will is all about. Through the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives, through the understanding, through the credible knowledge that comes from the Holy Spirit. And we receive that for our own lives. We thank you. How to raise children. How to be husband and wife. How to be parents. How to be children in the families. How to live as children in a school, in a work, in a community. We ask today for you to fill us and to give us understanding of your will and your ways as children of God. And we want to thank you. We receive grace upon our lives as we live as light, children of light in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you. And so today we get in line with the scriptures and we speak over the body of Christ, over the family, and we say, arise, family of God, for the light of God has risen upon you. The light of Christ rises upon you. So awaken up, awake out of the darkness, awaken out of the thoughts that are captured by darkness, body of Christ, because the light of Christ has risen. It's upon you, shines upon you, body of Christ. So we call forth the incredible family of God. We call forth this morning the family of light, the kingdom of God. The children in the kingdom of light, come forth, arise and shine. Shine forth. Let your good deeds bear fruit in Jesus' name. And this we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise and glory for the incredible body of Christ, getting a revelation, understanding your will, and now walking in it. We ask, Father, those that you have are going to send into our lives this week and the weeks to come, for their wisdom to counsel, the wisdom to disciple, the wisdom to be able to help your family, your incredible children, to receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to be able to hear the Holy Spirit speak into our lives, to be able to respond and how to live a life worthy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this we ask for your glory, for your name's sake, through your Son Jesus. Amen. Amen.